There's been a lot of talk about what's going on today. And for people that are listening to this later, we are a year and a half into COVID-19. The vaccines are out. At least one of them has FDA approval. Second one is seeking it. And there's a third one coming out soon that is supposed to be even better. And a lot of Christians are pushing against the vaccine mandates. Many government officials are saying that you have to be vaccinated in order to go to work if you're a government employee. Some businesses are saying that you have to be vaccinated to go to work, and a lot of people are pushing back against it, especially Christian people, at least from what I can see. There's a lot of Christian organizations that are rising up against this, and they're saying that it's not biblical and not moral because there are stem cells from aborted fetuses being used in the vaccines? Hey, welcome to this edition of Simple Christians, a podcast that takes difficult subjects and hopes to make them a little bit simpler. Now, I am neither for nor against the vaccine. Since it is now FDA approved, I will probably be getting one very soon. I have not yet. I didn't because it wasn't FDA approved, but now it is, so I will probably be getting one myself. Not to say that anyone else should or should not be getting a vaccine. That's completely up to you. I will say if you are a government employee and the government has a mandate saying get the vaccine to come back to work, then you, if we're going to follow the Bible says submit to our authorities. I've heard a lot of people talk about Romans 13 and saying that that was just a concept. It was the concept of the beginning of creating authorities, or it was a roadmap of authorities, but it's not applicable today. And I'm going to go against that because Romans 13 is very, very clear. It very specifically says, starting in verse 1, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. So if they're going to say that today's authorities aren't from God and they're not doing God's will, then that would mean that God is either ignorant or incompetent. And I'm sorry, God's neither. And the Bible very specifically says there is no authority except from God. God put these people in office for a reason. Now, we may not understand that reason, but let's look back to Jesus' days. This was written by Paul in Romans 13. And this is when, Augustus Caesar was in power. And Augustus Caesar was brutal. He, from what I could tell, crucified somewhere over 3,000 people. You could be crucified for not paying Roman taxes. And let's look at the times. Roman occupied Jerusalem. They didn't conquer Jerusalem because there was never a fight. Romans just came into Jerusalem and took it over and then told everybody, now you get to pay Roman taxes. Now, these taxes aren't going to help you in the least bit. They're going to go to Rome and they're going to make Rome rich, not you. That was the time. And Jesus very specifically said, and the Pharisees had come to Jesus because they're trying to capture him and saying the wrong things and stuff like that. And paying these Roman taxes was a huge political issue back in those days. And they asked him, they said, should we be paying Roman taxes? And Jesus looked at a coin. He said, whose face is on the coin? They said, well, it's Caesar's. And in Luke 20:25, Jesus said to them, then render to Caesar things that are Caesar's and to God things that are God's. The meaning of that is don't get caught up in governmental politics. Our kingdom is not this world. Our kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. That is where we're going to come into our glory, just like God has promised us. We're not supposed to be worrying about what happens here. We're not supposed to be worrying about whether we're going to be mandated to take a vaccine. A lot worse things have happened. I mean, during Jesus' time, Pontius Pilate, a perfect example, Pontius Pilate crucified and murdered Jesus, and I call it murder because he had done nothing wrong. Pontius Pilate himself said, I found no wrong in this person, and yet he still killed them simply because the mob wanted that. Let's transfer that into today's thing. Let's say somebody does something, and this isn't happening today at all, is it? Somebody does something that a group of people didn't like putting a knee on somebody's neck and them unfortunately dying from it. Now, what that person did was very bad. If we had Roman times today, it would be, okay, that person gets put up against the wall and we're going to shoot him without a trial, without a judge, without a jury. He's just going to be shot. Whether, you know, and maybe even shoot all the people that were with him, whether they did anything to help or not. That was the time. That was Jesus' time. We have a lot more laws now. And I do realize that we do have religious exemptions now too. But the question is, should we be taking them? Because doesn't that divide us away from people? Should we really be hiding behind a religious exemption and not taking a vaccine that doesn't seem to actually hurt too much and does a lot more to help? Now that it's FDA approved, and I'm not saying that there's not going to be some problem that they'll find in the future, but if it's mandated and you're a government employee, and the Bible says submit to their authorities. Back to Romans 13. In fact, it very specifically says in verse 2, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. Rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. And that's not to say every ruler is great. I mean, Xerxes was a terrible ruler, but look what Esther was able to do through Xerxes, or Antaxerxes, or whatever the other names. I mean, of course, there's some controversies as to whether it really was Xerxes or not, but you get the idea. The Bible is very specific. When we start getting into these, you know, I'm not going to do this because the Bible tells me not to. And don't get me wrong. If our government says you need to murder somebody, yeah, we can stop that. We can say, no, I won't do it. I refuse. Because that is directly against my religion. But to say that I won't take a vaccine because the stem cells come from aborted fetuses. Well, the companies who made the vaccine, they didn't go out and pull fetuses out of pregnant women. The babies were already dead, unfortunately. It's too bad that that happened. But they didn't do it themselves. And so they didn't commit murder themselves. They're just using something for a better purpose. And I find nothing in the Bible that is against that. But I find a lot in the Bible that is against what a lot of pastors are doing today in going against our government. Believe me, I have a tough time saying this because I am an original rebel. I am so much against our government and so many things that our government does that it's difficult for me to bite my tongue most of the time. It's difficult for me right now to say, yeah, go against them and don't do this. But I'm not talking about me or what I want or what my opinions are. What I'm talking about today is what's biblical. And Romans 13 is very clear, especially starting with verse 8. It says, owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Remember, Jesus gave us a new commandment and a commission, and the new commandment was to love one another, and that includes loving our enemies. We're not loving our enemies if we are directly disobeying them, especially authorities, where Paul also says that we need to be subject to them. So we're not loving one another. Jesus also gave us the commission, create disciples. We're not creating disciples if we're hiding behind religious exemptions. People who aren't religious are going to look at us and go, oh yeah, well, they're just hiding. I mean, it creates a division. It makes Christians look bad. It would be one thing if our government said, okay, you need to go and you need to steal from everybody that we tell you to steal from. Yeah, I mean, we should say no to that because it is directly against God's law. A mandated vaccine, from what I can tell, is not against God's law at all. I can find nothing that says that a mandated vaccine is against God's law. Now, granted, I don't know everything about the Bible. I have studied the Bible extensively, but I don't know everything, and I could be wrong, but I've studied this quite a lot. And it really boils down to what Jesus says and what Paul says. What Paul says really just reiterates what Jesus says. Jesus says, render unto Caesar what Caesar's, which means don't go against political authorities. I mean, think about that. Jesus had every opportunity to go against Herod. And what did Herod do? Herod cut off the head of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin. He had every right to hate Herod, yet he never said a word against him that we know about. In fact, Jesus was even in Herod's custody for a while and wouldn't speak a single word to him, good or bad. Pontius Pilate was a brutal person. He killed Jesus for no reason whatsoever, even when he freely admitted that Jesus did nothing wrong. And that was nothing compared to Caesar. Caesar was very brutal, and yet Jesus never once went against the political authorities. He never once went against the government. His whole issue was with religious politics, religious authorities, and he was guiding us on what to do with that. When we see problems with our religious authorities, it is our job as Christians to speak out against it, which is why I'm doing this episode. This episode is difficult for me. I personally know people that are going against this vaccine mandate and doing it with everything that they have, and these are very Christian people. But I certainly don't believe that it is biblically accurate to do so. Romans 13 is very clear. Let every person be subject to governing authorities. There's nothing ambiguous about that. That is not something that was applicable 2,000 years ago and not applicable today. He's just re-saying what Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. So this is very direct, it's very upfront, and it doesn't matter whether the authorities are following God or following the devil. I mean, look at Daniel. Even with Daniel, the only thing he ever did against the authorities was when they said that he had to bow to the authorities and treat them like God. Well, that is directly against God's mandate, and he wouldn't do it. At that point, we shouldn't either. We shouldn't look at our president or our governors and treat them like gods. There is only one God. But that has nothing to do with a vaccine mandate. I don't see anything biblical that says go against a vaccine mandate. The commandments, I mean, fulfilling the law through love in Romans 13, starting with verse 9, it really says, Paul says, it's summed up in this word or sentence, love your neighbor as yourself. And of course, your neighbor is anybody that is near you, whether you like them or not. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So if the vaccine will help somebody else not get COVID, then maybe the vaccine should be mandated. If it's what's best for the people in general, maybe we shouldn't hide behind religious exemptions, the religious exemptions that we have in the U.S. at least. I know there are other countries that don't have them. Back in Jesus' time, there were no religious exemptions at all. In fact, one of the big things they said about the taxes was because even the priests and the synagogues had to pay taxes. And so they were very much against it. I mean, these are religious people. They don't need to be paying taxes. Well, kind of like in America, most religious organizations don't pay taxes now. That might be going away someday. And if it does, I don't have an issue with that because we shouldn't be hiding behind religion in doing stuff. If the government says you have to start paying taxes, well, then we follow what Paul and what Jesus tell us. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Simple Christians. Go to simplechristians.net if you'd like to contact me and let me know whether you like or dislike this episode. And I would greatly appreciate a rating on whichever podcast player that you're listening to it on. Thanks a lot.